Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Heloise. We've got hints from Heloise.
That's right, P1s. Back by popular demand, it's Hints from Heloise, a column to help you with your life. It is ordinarily ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. Today, it's printed off the internet from the Washington Post. But Heloise, she's an icon, she's a legend, and she and her readers bring you tips that you can implement in your day-to-day life. If you think that 2016 was the worst year ever, then maybe take these to heart, and you'll have a better 2017.
Well, can I ask a quick question before you get to the first hint?
Sure.
Where'd the song come from? Is that something that was out there, or was that made for your show?
No, this song is Kraftwerk.
No, but I meant the Hints from Heloise song.
The theme. Yeah, no, a P1 did that.
Okay.
And I forget his name, and he always gets mad.
Yeah, I shouldn't have put
when
you
I when I don't remember his
name. We love
name.
Him, though.
It's a wonderful song. It's a wonderful song, yes. And yes, this is Kraftwerk, Computer Love.
Yeah.
I don't know why I picked this for the music bed, but I just like it.
Seems appropriate.
So, first up, Laura in San Antonio writes, Dear Heloise, after entering a plane when traveling, I'll place my hand on the aisle seat of each row and count how many rows back I am from the front of the plane. If there's ever an emergency and I can't see my way around inside the plane, I will use this stored information to count back the number of rows needed to get back to the front of the plane. It's just a safety thing I do, and this information gives me peace of mind.
First of what's her name, Laura?
Laura.
First of all, Laura, you're an idiot. Listen to the stewardesses. What the first thing the stewardesses tell you is that the closest exit may be behind you. Come on, Laura! Good God, you're 16 rows back, and guess what? The exit's in row 17, but you got it counted, Laura. Good for you. Fight through 16 rows of people when you could be sipping a Mai Tai by now.
She's probably one of those people that when she counts, she, like, mouths the words.
Yeah, probably true.
So she's walking down the aisle. 1, 2, 3.
Or she uses her fingers.
God almighty, that's so annoying. And
well, not only that, but she's trying to get to the front of the plane. Just go until you get to the front.
Well, and
it's
there's,
not like there's a
when there's a power point. Outage, there's emergency lights on the floor, there's exit signs that are blinking.
Just yeah. go to the front until there's nowhere else
you know
to
what,
go.
You know what, Laura?
And you've reached your destination.
I think it would be poetic justice if you died in a plane crash, and I hope that's what happens.
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
I'm mad at her, but not that mad,
jeez.
Davey. Good God.
Golly.
Jerry K. via email writes, Dear Heloise, it seems like I need a trash container everywhere I work in my sewing and craft room. Because they don't need to be large, I grabbed some plastic gallon water bottles that were headed for the recycle bin. I cut the tops off of them and strategically placed them in different areas around my workspace. Now I don't have to constantly get up to throw away trash. Before I stop, I will dump each one into the main trash container so it's ready to use again. Save time and allows me to work without stopping.
Just out of curiosity.
Do you have a craft room, by the way?
No, I have no idea what she's even speaking of, and the wife doesn't have one either. But what the hell does Heloise say to that? What, I mean, does she go like, bravo, you're awesome?
Well, if Heloise has a response, I will read it.
There's none.
But yeah, no.
Nothing there.
This time, you know, with the counting the rows on the aircraft and with putting the counting the rows on the aircraft and with putting cut off gallon water jugs all around your house to collect trash. She just published those.
You know,
with no commentary, just saying, I approve of these because I'm publishing them in my column.
What's that lady's name there?
Jerry K.
Jerry? You know what else people use those cut-off gallon bottles for? To spit their tobacco juice. That's a dip cup. You're putting your refuse in a dip cup. That's what they use them for.
In a gallon?
Some people have a lot of spit.
That's gross.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just trying to make Jerry feel bad that she shares a...
How much trash is she generating in her craft room that she needs a half a dozen
several spots.
Water bottles around to dump trash into?
Proud of you, Jerry, for coming up with that idea.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Great idea.
Wow, who'd have thought of that? And by the way, get up once in a while and take it over to the trash receptacle, and you might not be so fat, Jerry.
She can't stop when she's making her macrame pot holders.
Yeah, now, where in that letter did she mention how much she weighs?
I'm just guessing. That's just a logical conclusion, Jeff. Joe, that's just a logical conclusion.
Jerk.
This comes from I'm an Engineer in Monroe, Louisiana. Dear Heloise, why do cans have ridges? Food can get stuck in the ridges, but the ridges strengthen the can and make it less likely to collapse. Storing cans by stacking is an efficient use of space. Tired of the mess left behind? Use a stiff rubber scraper to release food off the can.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about? How's the food get on there?
You know, if you open like a can of chili.
Right.
Or a can of condensed soup.
I gotcha. Okay.
And
I
then you pour it out, but there's still food that clings to the ridges in the can. But see, he's an engineer.
Oh.
So he's explaining that the ridges in the can are there to strengthen the can.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Which I wish they would have just made smooth cans, but now, thank you, I'm an engineer in Monroe,
right.
Louisiana. I understand now the concept of ridges in the can.
Right.
You know what? Here's a trick. I will give you this trick.
Tricks from Davey.
So if you're doing like something like condensed soup or chili,
okay,
you can't do this on every can because some cans have like a kind of a fatter lip on the bottom. But if it's the kind of can, like an old school can, that has the same lip on the top and the bottom, you can cut off the top lid.
Right.
And instead of like, you know, propping it up, just take it all the way off.
Yep.
Then turn the can over the dish or whatever you're going to put it into and start to open the bottom can with the can opener. And the entire thing will just...
It'll rush out like diarrhea, won't it?
Yes.
What... what was his solution? Was to do
use a stiff rubber scraper.
And how do I get the chili off the rubber scraper? Is that the next hint from Heloise?
I'm an engineer in Monroe. Didn't think that far ahead,
right? Because so maybe that's the next hint. If you have chili on your rubber scraper, get a steel squeegee and scrape it off of your rubber scraper. I don't know how I'm getting the chili off.
But then how do you get it
scraper?
Off the steel squeegee?
See, I don't know.
How about you just wipe it on the side of the bowl?
Or, you know what?
Right to Heloise right now.
Oh, I need to do that.
But you know what? If you took every bit of the chili that was on the rubber scraper and put it all in a big bowl, it would take you like 50 years, right, to get enough to eat that's just coming from the ridges within the can. That's not much chili.
Just throw
How
it
much
away.
Can be stuck in there?
Just throw the can
throw
in the
it
trash.
Away. Just throw it away. I'm an engineer.
I think you should have a gallon water bottle that you cut the top off of,
yeah.
And you put you put your last scrapings of every can into that water jug, and then. Whenever it fills up to the top, then you make a casserole.
Make a nice soup out of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Waste not, want not. Okay, this is the last one, and this is very important to us as males.
Yeah.
Dear readers, this is Heloise actually doing work.
Wow.
Saving money is always smart, but when it comes to buying a bra, saving money should not be the priority. Invest in a bra that fits well, supports... shapes, and will last. It's important. Here are some hints to consider when buying a bra. The band size is the chief consideration. It should feel snug, but not constricting. So that's the number. That's like the,
okay.
the 32, 36, 38, 54. Just keep going. Back fat is a signal that the bra is too loose, not too tight, and the band is riding up. Or that you're just too fat.
Right. You've been scraping too many cans.
Right, or maybe you need to get up from the damn craft table and go throw your refuse away.
Yeah, do you think Jerry had back fat?
I'm guessing.
An underwire bra should not be uncomfortable. If it is, you're in the wrong size.
Ah.
See a professional at the department store or specialty shop to get a proper fit and purchase at least two, if not three, bras for everyday use. Wear a bra once, then let it breathe. Wash by hand with detergent specifically designed for intimates or launder in the machine, fasteners fastened, inside a mesh bag. Lay flat to dry and store flat in the drawer. Did you know? This is very important for us.
I'm anxious.
Did you know that the average American woman's bra size today is 36 double D?
Wow.
Up from 36C 5 years ago.
Interesting.
I think that has a lot to do with plastic surgery.
You think?
Or does it have to do with steroids in the chicken?
Or food.
That we eat, yeah.
Do we have more or less little miracles than we had back in the day?
I think we have more.
Yeah. I think we have more.
Yes. Again, a lot of that is artificially enhanced. They're created.
Yes.
Right?
Artificially created. I think that the little miracle that occurs in nature is still a unicorn. It's still a rare thing.
Right.
But because of the affordability of plastic surgery and the vast number of sugar daddies willing to pay for breasts, I think the number of little miracles is definitely on the rise.
And that's helped the bra size probably go up too, right?
Yes. Yes. And to and thank you for bringing it up, John. To reiterate, this is a callback to the rant, but a little miracle, and it probably needs to be updated for modern day because the little miracle term
was changing all the time.
I know,
you know?
The little miracle term was coined in the 90s, but it was a girl who is size 4 or under with a bra size of C or larger.
Mm.
Now you probably need to say it's 2 or smaller and D or bigger. Because everything's getting to more cartoon Jessica Rabbit proportions.
Right.
But yes, the idea is a very slender girl with a giant rack is a little miracle. And that's hints for today.
Beautiful. Thank Wonderful. Thank you, Heloise, really. Thank you.
Yes. Keep those hints in mind when you're buying lingerie for your significant other or yourself. John.
We've got female P1s.
No, for yourself,
oh,
John.
Oh, me personally? I don't have man boobs.
But you like to,
dress up.
Feel the lace every once in a while against your
I drink a lot.
True.